This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 15th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm and sunny, perfect for those enjoying the outdoors. Tel Aviv is basking in clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. In Haifa, the sunshine is abundant, making it a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Inet reports from earlier today that the Prime Minister's office has accused Hezbollah of breaking a ceasefire, seriously injuring three IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon. Also, according to Maariv, the IDF has launched strikes in Lebanon, seriously wounding three fighters. Meanwhile, the journey of Mili and Liel Yahalomi, found in Buenos Aires, has been revealed. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that Mili and Liel Yahalomi were located in Argentina after a week of searches. They had voluntarily cut off contact. Separately, Israel Hayom states that the Palestinian Authority faces an economic threat. Two major banks will halt services, complicating financial operations. And finally, JNS notes that the IDF killed a Hezbollah commander in response to the attack on soldiers. Israeli and American officials condemned Hezbollah for using civilians as shields. Here's what people are saying online. Manny Fabian, a military correspondent, summarized earlier today that an explosive drone from Hezbollah seriously wounded three IDF soldiers in southern Lebanon. The IDF responded with strikes in retaliation. Joe Truesman, an analyst, posted earlier today that the IDF confirmed the injury of an officer and two soldiers due to the drone attack. They are receiving medical care. Avigdor Lieberman, a former minister, criticized the government's response to ongoing ceasefire violations. He expressed concern that Hezbollah and Hamas continue to arm themselves. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the incident on the border, Ynet reports that tensions have flared again as Hezbollah's actions breached a fragile calm. The Prime Minister's office issued a rare Saturday statement condemning the attack. The ongoing hostilities risk further escalation in the region, threatening regional stability. Turning to the Yahalomi case, Maariv reveals that the search for the siblings ended in Buenos Aires. They had intentionally severed contact. Their sudden disappearance caused significant concern, but all is now resolved. This brings relief to their family and the wider community. Meanwhile, the economic challenges for the Palestinian Authority deepen. Israel Hayom notes that Discount and Hapoalim banks will cease services, impacting financial transactions. The government company set to replace them faces operational hurdles. This financial strain could lead to increased instability in the Palestinian territories. In a related development, JNS details the IDF's targeted operation in Lebanon. This response followed the serious wounding of IDF soldiers by a Hezbollah drone. The targeted killing of a Hezbollah commander underscores the IDF's commitment to defending its forces. The international community remains concerned about potential civilian casualties in such operations. On the economic front, first, Kotek reports on Europe's new regulations impacting global tech. Article 50 changes the landscape, demanding greater transparency from startups. This affects Israeli tech firms operating internationally. Separately, according to Globes, Israel's hotel industry faces a downturn as outbound travel soars. Over 1 million Israelis traveled abroad in July, while incoming tourism declined significantly. And finally, Maariv Business warns allergy sufferers about a recalled product. The health ministry identified undeclared allergens in meringue kisses. Consumers are advised to avoid this product for safety. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 10 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.